This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a series of quick meetings at the UN in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insists that the international community must continue to keep the pressure on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means.
Secretary Pompeo warned North Korea is trying to get around sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed under international sanctions. The United States has asked the UN Security Council committee that monitors sanctions implementation to ban further fuel shipments to Pyongyang in a bid to cut off revenue to its nuclear ballistic missile programs. Hamas said Saturday that it has a truce with Israel following months of increasing tensions. On Saturday morning, however, an Israeli tank fired on a Hamas post in Gaza after Palestinians attempted to breach the border. There were no reports of fatalities. The announcement of the ceasefire comes a day after an Israeli soldier was shot dead and four Palestinians were killed along the volatile Gaza border. Several of Colombia's former leftist guerrillas have been sworn in as members of the legislature. They took their places Friday under the terms of a peace accord that ended a 50-year war and gave the former FARC rebels five seats in both the upper and lower chambers of Congress. José Manuel Santos, the outgoing president who negotiated the accord, presided over the swearing-in ceremony for all the new lawmakers. Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize for his negotiation efforts with FARC in the resulting peace accord. Colombia's new president, Iván Duque, who takes office next month, promised during his campaign to rewrite that accord. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. For the past several months, intelligence and security officials in the U.S. government and private sector have cautiously marveled at the seemingly low pace of Russian cyber attacks and influence operations using social media. Unlike in the run-up to the 2016 U.S. presidential elections, officials say so far there have been no frenzy of attacks, phishing attacks, or use of ads and false news stories to penetrate voting systems, alter voter rolls, or influence voters ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. Meanwhile, a tumultuous week with Russia has ended with President Trump facing a revelation on a different topic involving his former personal lawyer and self-described fixer, Michael Cohen. AP Sagar Magani reports.
A person familiar with an FBI investigation into Cohen says the attorney secretly recorded then-candidate Trump talking about potentially buying the rights to a former Playboy model's account of having an affair with Trump a decade earlier, which he denies. The conversation came weeks after the National Enquirer's parent company reached a deal to pay Karen McDougal $150,000 for her story, effectively silencing her through the campaign. The source says the FBI seized the recording during a raid on Cohen's belongings. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the recording shows Trump did nothing wrong and no payment was actually made. Sagar Magani at the White House.
17 people, including children, were killed when a tourist boat capsized and sank in the lake during a storm in the U.S. state of Missouri. AP's Rita Foley.
I prayed and I cried.
Jenny Carr says she knew the tour boat was in trouble.
Just really, there wasn't nothing you could do.
The wind was rocking it.
He kept sinking down in the water a little bit. The waves went over the top of it.
What was she thinking as she saw it go down?
I'm sad and I want to help, but I can't help. I don't know what to do to help.
She shot video as the boat disappeared underwater. The video played as she appeared on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
UN agencies are extremely worried that the upsurge in fighting in Yemen's Hodeidah government could result in the closure of the port. This, they warn, would be catastrophic for millions, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
More than 3 years of war has pushed Yemen to the brink of famine, with more than 8 million extremely hungry people totally dependent on international aid for their survival. Most of the food and other essential humanitarian aid arrives in Yemen through the port of Hodeidah. For now, the port is open, but World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA heavy fighting around this strategic city is putting the delivery of crucial aid at risk.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.